I'd like to welcome all of you to the Sportsman tonight. Thank you so much for coming on this afternoon. A nice Sunday matinee. We look forward to coming here as much as possible, so thank you so much for helping support the Sportsman and coming to see us. We're over in Woodstock, New York. Yeah, we've been on the upstate tour, Polish Home last night, and the Sportsman today. Got it there, Frank. Okay. And you know, they, in order to convince Dwayne and Ken to have us back, they had to tell me to do a bunch of band songs, which we always love doing. Yeah. Because we were all connected to that great band in different ways. I can keep talking about it, but I won't. And no jokes either. Or as Rick would say, I got jokes for you, and then you never tell a joke. That's what happens when you play solo. You try to play the same jokes with people. But anyway, the very first song I had a chance to produce when I got a job with the band and stayed for a bunch of years and finally got a chance to make a record and co-produce a song with them, it was a Bob Dylan song. And the idea was to get something for Bob to send to us that he had never recorded, an official recording. But in the mail came a fantastic song that we still play and keep trying to work on as best as we can. Two called Blind Willie McTell. This land is condemned. vision heaven. And we all want what is his. The power and greed that corruptible sea seems to be all that there is. Burke, who's with Bob Dylan for a long, long time. So Jackson, Miss Marie, who does a lot of our writing, arranging, and did all the help me out with all the band productions. So why don't we do one of the old band songs that we put on our latest Soul Blues CD.
Don't do it. Don't you break my heart.
full-timer here. And, you know, in order to keep my job with the band, you really don't want to talk too much. But the one thing I did as I rode around that bus around the country for about 15 years was learn all the old songs, because I knew that would be my key to keeping the job. So I can do one of those really old tunes for you.
T-shirts. And there's, you got that T-shirt?
They did give them out for a while. Yeah. They're short. They weren't too generous all the time, those record labels. But anyway, one song on the Jericho CD was written by a good friend of ours, Jimmy Weeder, who's a great guitarist. And Colin Linden is another great Canadian guitarist, rodeo, back in the Rodeo Kings, and he plays a lot with them. I'd like to do one of those songs from that CD, tune called Remedy. Shows for many, many years and have had great musician friends up here. But years ago, way before the band, when I was a really young kid living in downtown Brooklyn and hanging out at after-hours clubs and different things. There was an after-hours club in my old neighborhood on Willoughby and Bridge Street. The thing that was great is Monday night was gospel rehearsal night. And I used to sneak down there and got a chance to play with the greatest of all gospel singing groups. It was the time of fantastic quintets. And we used to come up to Buffalo to play all the time. And one of my greatest shows was with the Highway QCs up here and Dorothy Norwood. And I think James Cleveland was there. And I got a lot of inspiration from that and decided to write a bunch of kind of inspirational songs. I'd like to do that one of those for you right now. One of our tunes off our Wings on Fire CD called Open Hands, Open Hearts.
Open up your hand. Open up your heart. Open up your hand.
God, thank you all so much for sharing.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you.
May you build a ladder to the stars, climb on every rung, may you stay. Stay forever young.
May you grow to be righteous. May you grow to be true. May you always know the truth and see the light surround you.
May you always be courageous. Stand upright and be strong. May you stay. May you stay forever young. Forever young. May you stay.
Three CDs with the band and hang in there for several years is
I've been with that gospel world. I already been with some great, fantastic stars. So all I wanted to do was have a job, make some money. So when we got a job, finally a record deal with Sony Records, they said, okay, you have to record some things we own. That's what labels used to do in those days. Now there's no more labels, so they can't say much. So they gave us a list of songs to record. And me and, I think maybe me and Rick or me and Hel looked at it. Maybe even Stan Sylvester. Stan was in the band at that time. Great Stan Sylvester, one of my mentors, piano brothers, of course. And he played on this particular record. But we looked at the list, and there was Prince's 1999 that got eliminated right away. And there was a great Bruce Springsteen song, so he said, well, let's try it. I'm going to play it and sing it once only, because I'm not going to go with all this nonsense. And he sang and played it once only. And it came out to be a great version, so it's another one we keep working on all the time. Well, they blew up the chicken man over in Philly last night, and they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what them rackballs can do. Now the struggle busting in from out of the state, and the VA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on that promenade, and the Denver commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. We'll be right back. the spots. You know, the show is always the music of the band and more. So this is the one of the and more spots. We've had a few and more spots. But, you know, we were talking about always being late, because I'm always incredibly late. And I was trying to set the calendar ahead one day. So I'm always less than one day late. So we decided to adapt an old-time tune, make it our own. So it's basically an original tune called One More Day.
Just one more day. Come rock and roll me all over. Just one more day.
named Professor Louie, one of my all-time best, Rick Danko. And I'd like to do something that Rick and I played many times. It was on the, it was on the Jubilation record, Crazy Mama. We'll be right back. thank you. Honorary Rock of Ages ones. That's what happens when you're famous. You get elevated to heaven. But you know, I'll tell you, I am, because it's so fantastic to have all of you here tonight or this afternoon on a Sunday. Thank you so much, Sportsman, and everybody showing up. Really appreciate it. I was gonna say much. And it's great having all these fantastic musicians playing in the Chromatics for all these years. Frankie C on bass and Gary Burke on drums. Chris Marie. And you know, all of us worked for many, many famous bands. And years ago, we decided we've had enough. And this way, we are our own rhythm section, because it's one of the, for me, one of the greatest rhythm sections. And John Latania here, he was with Van Morrison for many years and wrote all one of the great guitar licks, even though you don't see his name as a writer on the record. He was one of the main guys. We won't discuss all that kind of stuff, because it just goes on and on and on and ruins the music. I'd like to do one tune and then the setup, and we're going to play another show for you, so please stay around. We got a bunch of CDs for sale, so we'd like to have you pick a few up. But this is one tune that John wrote that was fantastic guitar licks too. So John, why don't you do this?
On your radio. south of the Mason Dixon line is where I wanna go. Yeah. You're so funky, so that's what I'm so.
Thank you.
much. We're going to be right back with a couple of drinks, man. Thank you all so much for coming. Well, thank you all so much for sticking around and hanging out and enjoying the Sportsman. Come on to see us and happy spring, huh?
If you find me in a gloom, catch me in a dream. Inside my
appreciating. I'd like to do another Richard tune, because he was actually the first guy I met from the band. At the drugstore, the fellow who managed the band also owned the drugstore. That's a true story. That's, you can't make that stuff up. Here we go. Hey. nice crowd of the season for sure. Let's have a hand for the Hitman Horns now. Music is all based on blues and all kinds of old gospel tunes, and we wrote a song in honor of all the great blues artists, and in 3.5 minutes traced the whole history of the blues, starting way back with a fellow by the name of Buddy Bolin, who played the cornet, taught Louis Armstrong how to play. You're ready for it, right? I got you. You know what that means? Anyway, so Buddy Bolin taught Louis Armstrong how to play and then took it all up south, up north.
Hey, you know, let's
time I have for Jay helping us out with the sound this morning. He's definitely one of the best sound in the world. Thank you so much, Jay. Keeping us in line. We always need that. Thank you. This is one of the old classic Southern tunes. Do something from our Wings on Fire CD. Get Miss Marie to see something. We got requests from the band coming in left and right, and that's one of the best things for a musician up here to have the band like the song so much that you do, they want to hear them. But we're going to do one thing first before we do that, Karen. How about Top of the World, Miss Marie? You ready for that?
This is from our CD, Wings on Fire. I just got to say, take it to the top.
Well, you know, since we are all family here for sure, and Mr. Gary Burke, this is one of his favorite songs, so he was requested to do it. And Carolyn, I know this is one Stan used to do all the time, the great Stan Celeste. So we're going to do that. Coming off the set list. Heavenly shades of night are falling. It's twilight time. Deep in the dark, your voice is calling. It's twilight time. Each day I pray forever just to be with you. Together, I rest at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor when day is done. Charts and keeps them all together for us, so we gotta always appreciate it. Absolutely. Chili.
Take this heart and love me.
Thank you so much. I have to tell you, we got John Botani on guitar, for those of you who just walked in. Frank, you see on bass. Miss Marie on vocal. Mr. Gary Burke on drums. We got Bob Meyer on trombone. We got Paul Wood on trumpet. Howdy, ladies and gentlemen. Al Monte on tenor. We found him in. I'm Barry Sackett. Hey, Headman Orange, rock the majors over. I think anybody, there's a lot of people. Jay doing the sound.
I'm leaving.
Delta Blues. This is one of our tunes called The Century of the Blues. Yeah.
Thank you.
angel over there. That's what I like about the Sportsman. We're ready to rearrange him. Oh, we need to build another floor. We need a third floor. You know, I like to do something that, since Rick Danko and I played so many duo shows together and gave me the name of Festival Week, I always like to do a song dedicated to Rick. This is one of the ones that we played many times together, one of my favorite ones, actually. tonight. We're going to end up with one more, but you know, this has been a young fella that's come to see us every time we play. He keeps giving me his CDs. He's a real great piano player. We got, well, watch your head there, Mikey. We almost got him stitches. But let's have him play a little piano on the way. What do you think? I'm not moving. Yeah. Now you can.
Just need a place where I can hang my head.
Thank you all so much. Appreciate it. Here's an old time little Richard. I keep the piano players going.
Oh,
Jensen. Thank you so much for that little CD, brother. I appreciate it very much. Thank you. Buffalo's finest warman section here, hitman section. Yeah, I know you want to get 4%, but you got to do something more. Next time. Okay, so here's one. You know, Muddy Waters came to Woodstock once. We made a record with him. What was it, Woodstock Muddy Acres? Or Muddy Acres? And... but he left all these lyrics all over the place. Him and a bunch of guys. So we took them and made different songs for him. Never told him about it, but we put his name on it, of course. So here's one.
Hey, that must be
called Clouds in My Heart.